Hello, and welcome to the Global Venturing Review podcast, taking you through some of the biggest corporate venture capital stories from the past week. I'm Fernando Moncada, and we've seen quite a bit of activity in the public markets over the past several days, beginning with a canceled reverse merger. Finaxo, a Singapore-headquartered buy now, pay later service backed by corporates Singapore Telecommunications, Telkom Indonesia, Telkomsel, Naver, and GMO, has scrapped a planned $2.5 billion reverse merger due to unfavorable market conditions. The merger agreement was struck in August 2021 with special purpose acquisition company VPC Impact Acquisition Holdings 2, or VPCB, which is sponsored by investment manager Victory Park Capital. It would have been supported by $120 million in PIPE financing from data mining software producer Palantir, Corbin Capital, Marshall Wace, SV Investment, Meso Capital, and VPC itself. Telecommunications firm Telkom Indonesia's MDI Ventures agreed in October to also contribute to the PIPE deal. Although the deal is not going through, VPCB is leading a $145 million private funding round for Finaxo subsidiary Credivo, which will consider participation from others that have previously committed to the PIPE financing. Elsewhere, GoTo, an Indonesia-based amalgamation of ride-hailing service Gojek and e-commerce marketplace Tokopedia, plans to raise $1.06 billion in its own IPO on the Indonesia stock market. 48 billion shares are up for sale in the offer, plus an over-allotment option, and the IPO would be valued at almost $29 billion if it prices the shares at the top of the range. GoTo operates a platform that covers e-commerce, financial services, and a range of on-demand consumer services, including rides, parcel, and food delivery, and also has a corporate venturing unit called Go Ventures. Meanwhile, Leap Motor, the China-headquartered electric vehicle producer that counts corporates Dahua Technology, Shanghai Electric, and CRRC among its investors, has filed for an IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. While Leap Motor has not disclosed the size of the offering or the number of shares involved in the IPO, it was reported late last year that it would be looking for north of $1 billion. Leap Motor manufactures smart EVs, including compact cars and sports utility vehicles, selling over 43,000 vehicles last year, along with electronic parts, hardware, and software that support intelligent power and self-driving systems. Telecommunications and internet conglomerate SoftBank has divested $1 billion of shares in South Korea-based, New York-listed e-commerce group Coupang, which runs a digital marketplace where users can order a wide array of consumer items to be delivered to their homes. SoftBank sold 50 million shares in the company for $20.87 apiece, leaving the firm with approximately 461 million shares. It follows SoftBank's previous sale of $1.69 billion worth of shares in September last year. SoftBank had paid $1 billion for a 20% stake in Coupang in 2015 before transferring those shares to its first Vision Fund after it was launched. It provided a further $2 billion in funding 3 years later at a $9 billion valuation. Cybersecurity technology provider SentinelOne agreed to buy US-based cybersecurity and identity protection software developer Ativo Networks for $617 million in cash and stock, allowing exits for semiconductor distributor Macnica and telecommunications company Singtel. Ativo uses deception technology and misdirection to prevent, detect, and respond to threats. SentinelOne hopes the acquisition will set a standard for extended detection and response platforms. SentinelOne itself went public in June 2021 in an IPO that closed at over $1.4 billion. US-based blockchain technology provider Consensus secured $450 million in Series D funding from investors including SoftBank's Vision Fund 2, software provider Microsoft, and talent agency United Talent Agency at a $7 billion valuation. Pyrify Capital led the round and was joined by Anthos Capital, Sound Ventures, Temasek, C Ventures, Marshall Wace, Third Point, and True Capital Management. Consensus provides developers with tools to launch applications on the Ethereum blockchain, covering areas including non-fungible token marketplaces, decentralized finance applications, and play-to-earn gaming. The company plans to convert the proceeds to Ethereum as it looks to increase its balance of Ethereum on hand relative to its US dollar holdings, while funds will also be used to expand and redesign its crypto wallet platform MetaMask. US-based property purchase finance provider Nok received $220 million in equity and debt financing from investors including financial services firm First American Financial and real estate trade organization National Association of Realtors. Foundry Group led the $70 million equity portion of the round, which was also backed by fellow venture capital firm RRE Ventures and private investors M. Night Shyamalan and Mauricio Umansky. The $150 million in debt financing was supplied by unnamed entities. Nok has built a digital platform called Nok Home Swap that helps potential buyers secure loans for property purchases before their old home is sold. Restaurant listing and food delivery service Zomato has agreed to acquire one of its portfolio companies, India-based rapid delivery service Blinkit, in an all-stock deal valued between $700 and $750 million. The deal's been rumored since early 2020, when it was reported that the parties were in talks for a $750 million all-share acquisition, with SoftBank's Vision Fund, which was an existing backer, reportedly set to invest between $100 and $200 million in the merged business. Amid intensifying competition with rival food delivery services such as Swiggy, Blinkit has scaled back its activity in some Indian cities to ensure a greater proportion of the 10-minute delivery markets, which it has pivoted to. The deal is set to give Blinkit greater financial firepower to grow and compete against rivals, while giving Zomato a foothold in the instant grocery delivery markets. In another M&A deal, US-based luxury fashion marketplace Tradesy, which operates an online peer-to-peer platform where users can buy and sell luxury items, agreed to a takeover by luxury fashion e-commerce platform Vestiaire Collective for an undisclosed sum, allowing conglomerate Virgin Group to exit. The combined company is set to oversee a catalog of 5 million items with a gross merchandise value of over $1 billion and a community of some 23 million members. It's also expected to be well-positioned to capitalize on the U.S. market, which is now its largest. Tradesy's chief executive, Tracy DiNuzio, will assume the CEO role for the combined company's U.S. business. Transparent, a Spain-based provider of data for short-term rentals, has been purchased by hospitality business intelligence provider OTA Insight for an undisclosed sum, allowing an exit for air carrier JetBlue. Transparent aggregates data from more than 35 million listings across multiple online short-term and holiday rental platforms, including Airbnb, Booking.com, and Vrbo. OTA Insight, which operates a similar service focused on the hotel business, aims to form the world's most comprehensive platform for data and analytics, covering both hotels and short-term rentals through the acquisition. And in fund news, SoftBank is converting its $100 million SB Opportunity Fund into an evergreen vehicle to continue investing in underrepresented founders. The fund was launched in June 2020 with $100 million and has since invested in more than 70 technology companies founded by Black, Latino, and Native American founders in the United States. The vehicle will continue to invest as an uncapped evergreen fund, with new cohorts reaching beyond the U.S. Some 55% of its portfolio companies were founded by Black entrepreneurs, 45% by Latino entrepreneurs, and the remaining 5% include founders who collectively come under both brackets. Earlier this month, the fund invested in Web3 development tool provider DNA Block's $7 million seed round, 2 months after it participated in a $130 million Series B round for rental data software provider Isuzu. Its portfolio also includes blockchain payment network developer Paystand, hair appointment booking service Squire, and immigration support software provider Welcome Tech. And finally, UK-based digital asset service provider Luno unveiled a corporate venturing unit to invest in crypto and financial technology, effectively taking over the seed stage investment activity of its parent company, Digital Currency Group, or DCG. Luno Expeditions, as the new unit will be called, takes part in seed and pre-seed rounds for financial and crypto technology developers. It has so far operated in stealth, and it said it has made more than 20 investments, including into decentralized finance platform developer BlockEarner, decentralized credit score service Cred Protocol, digital insurance provider Root, and non-fungible token gallery and marketplace Neon. The unit plans to ramp up its activity to eventually make between 200 and 300 investments per year, which would ostensibly make it one of the more active investors in the space anywhere in the world. DCG acquired Luno for an undisclosed sum in September 2020, and Luno Expeditions will invest from DCG's balance sheet. And that just about does it for this week's episode of Global Venturing Review. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or at your listening post of choice. If this is your first time tuning in, don't forget to subscribe, and please, if you can, do leave a review because they are always helpful. You can catch our complete coverage of the industry at globalventuring.com. I have been Fernando Moncada. Our sound engineer is Mark Chatterley from In-Ear Productions, whose work you can check out at inearproduction.com. And our intro music is by Kevin MacLeod on a Creative Commons license. We'll be back again next Monday, as we are every week. And until then, have a great week.